Unit 2. Recording 2. 1.
Christine.
A lot of friends were staying in my apartment. We'd had a party the night before, and in the morning one friend, Danny, got up to make everyone some coffee. While he was making the coffee, he heard the news on the radio. He came back into the room and told us that John Lennon had died. Someone had shot John Lennon. We were all really shocked. It was a very strange feeling. We couldn't believe it. We'd all grown up with the music of John Lennon and the Beatles. We'd played his music the night before. And now suddenly he was dead. There was a huge feeling of loss. He was such a peaceful man who had wanted peace for everyone. It was a terrible way for him to die.
2.
Rob.
I was travelling to a meeting on the tube that morning, and there were delays everywhere. They closed the underground station. At first, I was really angry and worried about not getting to my meeting on time. But gradually, we started to realise that something terrible had happened. People outside the station were trying to talk on their mobile phones, but the networks were all down because of the panic. Some people started to get news, and soon we discovered there had been bombs all over London. It was a strange and terrible feeling. There were crowds of people outside shops watching the news on the televisions.
3.
Gino.
I was sitting in the kitchen of my house in Italy with my family, and I was only a child. Everyone was watching television. I remember the black and white pictures. I watched as this man landed on the moon, and I can remember thinking how amazing it must be to be an astronaut, and what an exciting job it was. Until then, I had wanted to be a train driver, but for a few years afterwards, I definitely wanted to be an astronaut.
4.
Marianne.
I was staying in Los Angeles with some friends, and I was only about 18 years old. In the night, I suddenly woke up and the whole house was shaking. I had never felt an earthquake before, but I knew that was what was happening. It was very frightening. But after a few seconds, it stopped. Everything went quiet, and I went back to sleep. When I woke up in the morning, I thought perhaps it had all been a dream. But when I went downstairs and turned on the radio, I heard the news. The quake was in San Francisco, and it had done a lot of damage. So I was lucky, really. But I will never forget that feeling.